What's that smell? Is it fish? Why is it moving on my dish? Find out soon. Welcome to Sketchy Eats.
All right, welcome back to another episode of Sketchy Eats. My name is Andre.
I am Bernard.
And we're a comedy food podcast available on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. We go around to different restaurants in the area and that places that you might drive by and think, man, I'm never going to go in there. Or you're genuinely curious, but you don't want to die. We do that for you.
Yeah. And we almost die sometimes.
Sometimes. There have been some very, very close calls.
Yeah. I've gotten some poop cycles going.
Oof.
That almost took me out.
Yeah. But where did we go today?
We went to Street Taco in Howell, Michigan.
All right. Good old Howell, Michigan.
Howell, Michigan.
So Street Taco is like kind of, it's such a weird place. Like, we're going to get into it a little bit. Mm-hmm. But like, for people who aren't aware, Howell, Michigan is like Trump City, like the Klan territory.
Yeah. We've spoke about that on the show before.
Yeah.
About how conservative, like extreme conservative it is out there.
Like super extreme conservative, like no joke. But like this place is almost like a genuine like taqueria. Like that place mm-hmm. fucks hard. Their tacos are super good.
It's family owned mm-hmm. and like they're like, I hate to say it like this, but they're like real Mexicans. I hate to say it like that, but like there's no other real way to like describe it.
Yeah. I mean, I get it.
Yeah, you know, and like it's like
it's authentic.
Yeah, it's very authentic.
Yeah, very, very authentic. But we're gonna get into that. Mm-hmm. It's been a while since you and I've sat in a room and like, you know, talked about food. So what have you been eating and stuff? What have you been doing?
Well, for like a week and a half, I was on my deathbed, basically. I couldn't like just eat anything. I had the worst flu. Like everything I ate was just like it like went in and then came out a hole within an hour. So like I've been kind of like not really eating too much. Like I really just got back into eating within the past week. For a while there was this like broth and Theraflu.
Yeah, that was a big part of why we haven't been together, was you needed to take a few to like calm down.
Mm-hmm.
But then like I also had been on a new training schedule, so the whole thing was just kind of fucked up. But finally got to get back together and do this.
Yeah, the boys are back.
You did the responsible thing. And, you know, didn't fuck around and try and do more than you should, even though you knew you were sick. Like, so that's good.
Yeah. I even got a COVID test.
Yeah.
Let me tell you, people, if you're going to get a COVID test, do not get a rapid test unless you want to pay $100. Because you pay that $100, and if you test positive, they pretty much tell you to fuck off.
Jesus.
Yeah. Like, you have to sign a waiver saying, I understand that I will not get any medical help.
Oh, word.
Yeah, whatsoever.
They're not fucking around.
Yeah, no. Like,
damn.
And I went through a drive-through. I did a drive-through test.
Yeah.
And I had to drive a fucking hour for this fucking test.
Jesus.
So, and like, when a doctor came out, he was like, could you put your mask on? I was like, yeah. And he like stood back and everything. And he was not fucking around, which I can't say I blame him. That man's got to, you know.
That is fair.
He's most at risk, probably.
Yeah. He deals with a lot of shit. So, totally, totally fair, I think, on his end.
But yeah, it was definitely an experience getting that COVID test. Have you had one?
No, I haven't. I haven't had any genuine reason to. I thought about it just because, but I like haven't had a reason to do it, honestly.
Yeah. If you don't really have a reason to, I understand not getting one. But yeah, I got one. It was, it was weird.
Mm.
it's weird. But I'm healthy again.
So that's cool.
Yeah. I'm back, bitches.
Make Bernard healthy again.
Yeah. Make Bernard great again.
Yeah.
I haven't really like eaten anything too good lately though. I've been on a fucking Tim Hortons kick.
Yeah.
Eating those pumpkin spice donuts. I'll tell you that right now.
Man, pumpkin spice.
I do have a funny Tim Hortons story.
Mm.
So the Tim Hortons where I live, like on Saturday morning, Sunday mornings, the line for the drive-thru is basically in the road.
Oh.
So you'll be in line for 15, 20 minutes. And on one particular day, I think it was a Saturday I went, and I'm just like, you know, I make my order and I get up to the you know, to the window to pay, and the girl was like, oh, the car in front of you paid for yours. And then she looked at me like I was going to pay for the car behind me.
Like, what are you going to do about it?
And I just fucking drove off.
Not paying that shit forward at all.
Not in the fucking least bit.
Jeez.
Not in the least bit. I do want to give a shout out to fucking Verner's.
Oh?
That is the true fucking VIP of for being sick is Verner's.
That's the cure for coronavirus.
It really is. And fucking Campbell's chicken noodle soup, the super salty stuff. That is the cure right there.
I believe that 100%.
That's what got your boy through.
That's what did it for me.
Yeah, that's what did it to him.
Mm. Yeah, I over like our period away, I realized that
you missed me.
Well, yeah, that's a given. But but like it, you know, my. When it comes to like Asian foods,
mm-hmm.
my preference has changed. I used to be super into Chinese food, which, mm-hmm. you know, we've talked about it before. Chinese food over here is just super Americanized sugar chicken.
Mm-hmm.
But now I've come to realize that Thai food is really what like does it for me.
Mm.
Like I would prefer Thai food tops Chinese food in my opinion.
Okay.
Because like one, it's easier for Ellie to get something
mm-hmm.
because most of it you can make vegetarian,
mm-hmm.
so it's pretty great. And two, they have spice.
Yeah.
So you can choose your spice level when you go get Thai food, and that's important to me.
Have you been eating a lot of Thai lately?
Yeah, I've eaten a fuck ton of Thai lately.
How do you feel? Have you had pad suey yet?
I don't think I have. That doesn't sound familiar.
Pad suey is really good. It's kind of like pad Thai, but not the same.
Hmm.
Pad suey is really good.
Down to try it.
Yeah, I think you'd like pad suey. You know, like... One thing about Asian food, people tend to go straight to Chinese when they think Asian food, but Asian food is mm-hmm. so much more.
It's very diverse.
It is. Like, people tend to forget that India isn't on the continent of Asia.
That's true, yeah.
So, I don't know. I think people should really expand their Asian cuisine outside of sugar chicken Chinese food.
That's
don't
true.
Get me wrong. I love fucking Chinese food. But there's so much more than like Chinese and like sushi and shit like that.
Right. Because
that's what people tend to gravitate towards because that's what you are kind of conditioned to think when you hear Asian food.
Yeah. Yeah. Which, like, yeah, I mean, that stuff is just, that stuff's not bad.
Mm-hmm.
But it's also just like there's so much more that you can bring yourself to try that will be much better.
Well, yeah, that stuff is so bastardized.
Yeah.
I think it's kind of hard to bastardize Indian food because
mm.
I don't think you can make it as quickly.
That's
true. I think that's a
big part
of it. That might be a factor to it.
Yeah. Yeah, Indian food is one of those, like, you really got to take a little bit more time and care. Well, and that and, like, especially Indian food, because I feel like Chinese food, a lot of it is like, well, you just use the same core ingredients and then like move things around, you know,
mm-hmm. like Taco Bell.
Right. Like when you go to the Chinese buffet, those like breaded fried pieces of chicken are like 70% of what the entire menu is.
Mm-hmm.
But with Indian food, it is a little bit different. That, and again, Indian is another one of those things where like, there are a lot more vegan vegetarian options within Indian food.
Well, like,
because a lot of that is inherently just that way anyways.
Yeah, I mean, they don't eat beef in India. That's right. One thing. Cows are sacred. Shout out to cows.
Yeah.
And like, most of that country is vegetarian.
Yeah.
Well, a big percentage of them are vegetarian.
Yeah, they're just like that.
Yeah, that's just their... You know what it is? If you can't make it into fast food, then it kind of doesn't get bastardized as fast.
That makes sense. I mean, I don't know, though. Like, Chinese food really isn't a fast food thing.
Panda Express.
That's like the only one, though.
I'm sure there's others.
Yeah, it like Chinese food really doesn't get that treatment.
I don't know, man. It kind of does. I think it kind of does.
Yeah.
Just how fast they can turn it out.
Yeah. It is, but it's not the same way like I think of fast food as mm-hmm. in the sense of like to me, and I know this isn't 100% true, but to me, a fast food restaurant has a drive-thru.
Mm.
If it's going to be fast food, it has to have a drive-thru.
Okay. All right. Interesting. Hmm. So did you eat anything good since you were the only one that was really able to eat during our hiatus?
I mean, it's been a lot of Thai food. I'm sure there's been others. Like, there's been other things I meant to bring up, but I just can't remember them now. But mm-hmm. it's a bunch of Thai food. like a shit ton.
Yeah. Laura's making a London broil, and I'm so like interested in this thing. I'm almost nervous that I'm gonna like it too much. She did do this lemon sriracha chicken with parsnips, and I ended up getting an internet argument with people about parsnips.
Why?
Because they didn't know what a fucking parsnip was. So I gotta like, well, I was like, well, you guys just gotta like expand your horizons. They're like, I don't got time to expand my horizons. Blah, blah, blah. You're the only one that knows what a parsnip is, dumbass.
I like that you're the dumbass, even though that you know what a parsnip is. Yeah. Like, someone else doesn't know something.
They call you a dumbass.
Yeah.
For not knowing.
That's wild.
Oh, dude, we did go to the Ann Arbor, farmer's market a couple of weeks ago.
Damn.
And it's outside.
Okay.
Dude, they had like organic chickens. We were talking to the guy who raised the chickens. And he was like, yeah, these chickens are we literally just butchered them yesterday.
Damn.
Yeah, so they were, and they were like tiny.
Freshly dead.
Yeah, they were fucking tiny.
Yeah.
So that shows you how much hormones they put in the fucking grocery store chickens.
Oh yeah.
These chickens were like 2-3 pounds.
You know, I've honestly thought about, because Ellie's been doing, she's been going to school at ASU online.
Shout out to ASU.
And one of the classes that she's doing is a food class. It's like food and culture, I think, or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And she had to watch a documentary recently, like from a list, and then do like a report about it.
Mm-hmm.
And it was, the one that she did was about like meat and farming, like, and how like our consumption of meat is so dangerous to the planet, because in order to produce and raise, you know, the cattle and the livestock necessary for us to consume the amount of meat that we do, like, takes up so much resource, like so much land, so much water, and produces so much like methane gas,
mm-hmm.
versus just doing a more plant-based diet.
Oh yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So it did kind of have me wondering, like, I should try and cut back on my intake of meat, because like stuff like from the grocery store, like it's full of all those hormones and chemicals and shit like that.
Yeah.
And like, you know, it is not great for you,
mm-hmm.
you know, but I do be loving chicken.
I love chicken.
Yeah.
I've been listening to this podcast called Future Perfect. And right now they're talking about, they do like a series every, you know, season for their podcast.
Yeah.
And right now they're talking about food, and they talked about how, similar to what you just said about the environment and stuff. Mm-hmm. And there's this city, I want to say it was Kansas, where they do pig farming, and they just kind of like dump the waste.
Oh.
And like the people who live in the city, like there's certain times of the day where they can't go outside because of the waste smell.
Ew.
Yeah.
That's gross.
So commercial farming does a lot of damage to not only the environment, but people in general.
Yeah, that's not, that ain't cool.
No. And of course it's in like a poor area.
Right.
So poor people get dumped on like that regardless.
It's just normal.
Just normal, just to dump on the poor people.
Just normal poor people shit.
Yeah, just normal poor people shit.
You know.
Dude, I had Red Robin the other day. That shit wasn't really hitting.
Red Robin is not that great.
No. That wasn't really hitting to me. But I do gotta give a special shout out to our friend of the show, Chef Allison.
Mm.
Pastry Chef Allison. Pastry Chef Extraordinaire. She hooked me up with a birthday cake with 2 days' notice.
Damn, not bad.
Yeah, it was gluten-free for the old lady. Shout out to the old lady. And it was a lemon cake with raspberry frosting. She put fresh raspberries on it. Maybe I'll post a picture on the Sketchy Eats page. Maybe the Sketchy Eats Instagram. Give that a follow. Sketchy Eats 810.
Not bad.
Yeah, so that's really what I've been eating is cake.
Yeah. Just all that.
Cake and burgers.
Mm.
Shout out to burgers.
So, street taco.
Yeah, let's get into street taco.
So, a street taco is a small Mexican restaurant in a plaza.
Mm-hmm.
And they do, it's a pretty small menu in general, but all the stuff they do is really good, right?
Yeah.
So, obviously, I got tacos. I got mm-hmm. 3 tacos and then a small thing of loaded fries. So, tacos are $3 each. They're double stacked 6-inch corn tortillas with cilantro and onion. Those are the only things on it. And then, obviously, your choice of a protein.
Mm-hmm.
So,
What proteins they got?
So what they have is al pastor, asada, carnitas, chorizo. I don't even know tinga. I've never even heard that. I feel like I've heard that, but I've never
Shredded chicken.
Yeah, barbacoa, and they do a vegan al pastor. So I got al pastor, asada, and carnitas.
Mm-hmm.
Or no, I got al pastor, barbacoa, and carnitas.
Yeah, the first time I went, I was still sick, so like I couldn't really eat. I could barely eat it, and I got a burrito the first time I went, which was good. But you know, when you're sick and you're trying to eat, it's just like not the same.
Yeah, your taste buds are like muted a little bit.
Yeah,
you ain't hit. It's just not.
It wasn't. And I'm like, my stomach was all fucked up.
Yeah,
but their burritos are thick. They're really fucking thick. This time I just got a quesadilla. I wasn't super hungry. I got some loaded fries to go. And I got the old lady some tacos. She wanted barbacoa and al pastor tacos, so I got her some of those. But yeah, so what did you think of the tacos? Because you got a little more food than I did.
Yeah, those tacos were solid as fuck.
Mm-hmm.
They do... So the first thing is that for me, a corn tortilla is the appropriate tortilla for a taco.
Mm-hmm.
I don't mind flour by any means. And in some scenarios, I would prefer flour,
mm-hmm.
mostly for things like a quesadilla or a burrito.
Mm-hmm.
Corn, though, I think is the right way to go. Double stacked specifically, like two corn tortillas, I think is the right way to go for a taco.
You are two corn tortillas.
Yeah. Now, that. And the fact that the like ingredients that they add in general is more simple, like it's just the meat, cilantro, and onion, I think is perfect.
Like I've been saying for the past few weeks, let the ingredients shine.
And that's definitely
keep
what
it
they
simple,
do.
Stupid.
Yeah. Now, my only complaint was that unless you put a sauce on there, it does get a little dry.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you do need the sauce. And they offer you hot or mild, which for you and I, this shit, the hot is just nothing.
No, it was nothing at all.
Not even remotely anything.
Yeah. What did I say? I said it's a gringo hot sauce.
If that.
Yeah.
I think they do that specifically because of their location.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Like, these white people cannot handle spice.
No.
These white people say the N-word, but they can't handle spice.
Yeah. The only spice they get is a hard R when they're when they're talking about their daughter's boyfriend.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got a I just got a fried quesadilla, and it's just a fresh handmade corn tortilla stuffed with cheese, and I got steak in mine, deep fried golden brown. It was really good. Sour cream on top. Just very simple, nice little snack to hold me over.
Yeah. Those loaded fries were insane. So they're just normal like golden crispy fries. Queso, sour cream, pico, guac, and either carne asada or chorizo. And I got them with the asada, and that was fucking delicious. Like, those were amazing. I was such a huge fan of that. And I still have, I got leftovers. I'm going to eat the shit out of those.
I bet they're going to be better if they just sit for a while.
They soak up that cheese.
Yeah, soak that cheese. Soak that cheese up.
And then, of course, I got a Doritos to go with it.
Yeah. What flavor of Doritos did you get?
I got lime. I like lime.
You are a lime.
Yeah.
Nice and tart.
Yeah.
Tart ass.
Yeah. But that place was pretty banging.
Yeah.
For, I think, $3 per taco. Honestly, I could have skipped the loaded fries.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I needed that. I really could have just got three tacos for like $9 and been good to go.
Yeah.
You know?
The prices there aren't horrible, actually.
They really aren't. It's really not that bad.
Yeah. As far as like a restaurant to compare to, the only one I can think of is like Zolo.
Yeah.
But I think this is a little more authentic than Zolo.
Yeah. Zolo is like the more commercially upscale version of
this
place.
It's the gentrified version.
That's, yeah. Zolo is really good, though. Like, Zolo has, like, their al pastor taco.
I love gentrified shit. Yeah, I don't give a fuck.
It's the only thing these white people do right.
Hello.
Sometimes.
Hello.
But, Zolo's al pastor with the pineapple, like, thing that they do with it. I don't even know what the fuck to call it. It's amazing.
Wasn't it like a salsa?
I think it was a pineapple salsa, like super ultra fresh pineapple.
Yeah. I mean, everything Zolo was super, super fresh, though.
Shit bangs.
Shout out to Zolo.
Yeah.
Shout out to Zolo. Mm. No, shout out to Rootless Coffee, too.
Mm. I finally got to try their Far Out.
How was it?
That one is amazing.
Is that the one with the pumpkin on it?
Yeah.
Because we still haven't tried that one.
That's the more citrusy flavored one. That one's fucking fantastic.
Yeah, tell me about that. Like, is the citrus flavor, like, hit you harder, or is it, like, kind of like a back-end taste?
It's not like a... Yeah, it's probably more of a back-end thing. It's like, you notice it. Mm-hmm. You know it's there, but it's not, like, a super upfront kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Super, super good. I think I'm going to wind up getting another bag of the Berry Kiss, and then
you seeing, are Berry Kiss.
Seeing if Ellie can do a cold brew with that.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I would be interested in a cold brew of the Far Out.
Yeah. I mean, either one would be great. Yeah,
the cold brew of the Far Out might be actually really good. Could she make that into like a Frappuccino? Because, you know, I'm a slut for Frappuccinos. I'm a slut for that. I do want to give a special shout out to the meat plug. He hooked us up with with a couple of free dinners, some pulled pork, some pasta salad, and a lemon cookie. Mm. Shout out to the meat plug.
Not bad.
Yeah, not bad at all. Did you eat your box?
Yeah, I did, actually.
Yeah, you like zoned out on me. I forgot
about that for a second.
He zoned out on me.
Yeah, you brought that over, and I had already eaten. So, like, I didn't eat it that day.
Mm-hmm.
But I put it in the fridge, got it, and I air fried it, and it was just, like, brand new. Because it was a sandwich.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it was a pulled pork sandwich with pickles and everything on there.
Yeah.
And, like, surprisingly, you know, when you, like, I didn't think that bread was going to be good after air frying it again. It was just as crispy and not that bad. That sandwich, though, was hitting.
Dude.
That shit banged.
Dude, Adam fucking, he's, like, new to the smoking game, too.
And he's not fucking around.
Dude, like, he was like, you guys just need to come over and let me, like, cook for you. He was like, yeah. I want to do beef. I kind of want to see what he can do with wings.
Ooh, wings would be so good.
Yeah.
Like, that I don't know. Smoked food is, like when you reheat it, that it's not always as great as, obviously, when you get it out of the smoker. But in that scenario, that was still pretty fucking great for being reheated.
Mm-hmm.
And I was genuinely surprised.
I like that cookie a lot, too.
Mm.
It was nice and tart.
Yeah.
Shout out to his aunt for making those cookies.
Yeah.
Dude, shout out to Adam, though, man. Like, he's probably listening. He's a fan of the show. Mm-hmm. Appreciate that. So, yeah, check out the meat plug. Show that man some love. He's new to the barbecue smoking game.
And he's not... He's fucking around.
No, he ain't fucking around. He's got a nice little setup.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, shout out to Adam. Shout out to the meat plug.
Yeah, I fuck with that.
I mean, yeah, big shout out.
Great. I think at some point it would be worth doing a full episode for that.
Oh, yeah.
It was just so good.
Yeah, we definitely got to get a hold of him. He wants to work with us. Well, shit, we'll fucking be a guinea pig.
Yeah.
If you want to make some, we'll fucking eat. Oh, yeah. So shout out to the meat plug once again. Give him some love on Facebook.
But yeah, man, Taco Street, just not a bad little taqueria located right in the heart of Trump City.
Yep. Trump
City. Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
That place was banging.
Yeah. This was a good return.
Yeah.
Episode.
Yeah, I'm not disappointed.
Yeah, I'm not either. You know, I'm not either.
I was disappointed last night, though.
Why?
So, Thai Nation Bistro is my go-to Thai place.
Shout out to Thai Nation Bistro.
But they have two locations.
Mm-hmm.
There's one on in Grand Blanc, and then there's one on Lapeer Road in Burton.
Yeah, we reviewed the one in Grand Blanc.
Yeah, and they're pretty much, like, from my house, they're pretty much equal distances away, right? Mm-hmm. So the Grand Blanc one, every now and then they won't answer their phone for some reason. So I just go, I call the other one. I'm like, fine, whatever, fuck it.
Yeah.
But
they see you calling, like, oh, it's that man that wants it, like, super hot again.
Yeah.
This so motherfucker.
I call and, like, this lady answers. I'm like, hey, I want to place an order. She's like, well, what do you want? I'm like, she's rude as fuck.
Mm.
I order a shit ton of food, get there to pick it up. And I'm like, all right, Ellie, make sure it's all good. And she's like, I shouldn't need to. It's just, I don't know how I even would, right? Because she ordered something different than she normally would get.
Mm-hmm.
So we get home, and instead of getting, like, this, like, deep-fried tofu and orange sauce, which is what it was supposed to be, it's just, like, this boiled tofu, like, silken tofu in this thin orange sauce. And she can't fucking eat it. The consistency is so bad. Like, I even took two bites. I'm like, this just tastes like a dish soap. Like, this is gross. So I called them. Mind you, they close at 8:30. Like, we had gotten there at 8 to pick our food up, got home. It's about 8:15 at this point.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, yo, what's going on here? Like, this is not what we ordered. And she's like, oh, well, you have to specify it's deep fried. I'm like, that is not what it says on the menu. The menu literally just says deep fried protein, and then you choose your protein.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, what are we going to do about this? And she's like, well, I'll just give you a free one. I'm like, cool. I'm going to come pick that up then, because I want her to eat. And she's like, oh, we're closed. I'm like, you guys close it 8:30, right?
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, kitchen's closed. Nothing I can do about it. And I'm like, all right, whatever. And because, like, Ellie still had fried rice, like garlic fried rice, which I had gotten from the other location before, and it was fire.
Yeah.
And then I also got her these, like, tofu dumpling things. Like, they're dumplings with tofu in them, because we were like, why not? We'll try it.
Yeah.
And they didn't put tofu in the dumplings. They put chicken in them.
What the fuck?
So Ellie can't eat those. And then the rice that we got, it's not even like garlic rice. It's like fried rice, but it was sweet.
Hmm.
It was like you put maple syrup on rice.
Oh.
I'm like, this is not at all what I've had before. The garlic fried rice I got from the other location was garlicky.
Now, which location did you order from? The Grand Blanc one?
No, the one on Lapeer Road in Burton. The one that we went to.
No,
oh, we went to the other one.
Yeah, we went to Grand Blanc.
No, Tom and I went to the one on Lapeer Road.
Damn, right. You got me mixed up with your other man.
I was so mad. Like, I spent $52 on
$52?
Yeah, it was like $40 plus the tip. And I was like, I'm tipping well, because I'm going to be a nice person, you know? But, like, I'm just so mad about that.
Oh, my God.
I need to call him back and be like, what are we going to do about this?
Yeah.
You know? Because otherwise, I'm just disputing the charge with my bank.
I would.
Like, these are services not rendered.
Yeah, I would.
It was so disrespectful.
I'd probably do both.
Oh, so mad.
I'd be scamming.
Yeah.
I would fucking call the other location and tell them how bad it was.
Yeah, but, like, you can put me down for a free meal, but I don't want it from you guys.
Yeah.
I want it from the other location.
Yeah, I would fucking tell the other location, like, y'all people fucking up over there.
Yeah. I don't know. It's like a weird mix of, like, well, you guys don't answer the phone, but then the other one makes the food bad, so...
I'd rather go with the place that doesn't answer the phone, honestly.
I'll just take my chances. If they don't answer, I'll get it
You know why they ain't answering the phone? Because they're making the food right. That's what they're doing.
Disrespectful as fuck.
Damn, you did get disrespected bad.
Yeah, but you know what it is? Anytime any group of people go out to eat, and Ellie is included, if someone's food is going to be fucked up, it's Ellie's. It's always just hers. Everyone else's is fine.
I wonder if we lived in like a bigger, more metropolitan city where she would have more options, would that still happen?
Oh, definitely. It would definitely still happen.
Really?
Yeah. She's always the one who gets her shit fucked up.
That's just her personality.
It's just how it is. Like, someone cursed her with some ancient voodoo bullshit, like, way back in the day.
Yeah.
And her food just constantly gets fucked up.
She dug up some ancient Indian burial ground when she was a kid. Damn, that's fucked up. That's mad fucked up.
Yeah.
But yeah, Street Taco was awesome. Once again, I want to give a shout out to the meat plug. Shout out to Rootless Coffee. Those boys want to come on the show, get sketchy with us someday. Shout out to Somos Ramen. My mom actually tried Jafrance's ramen. She loved it. So big shout out to him.
I actually finally got to try it too.
What'd you think about it?
I got a kit. Max brought it over
shout
for me.
Max.
And the broth was amazing.
Mm-hmm.
It's like this ginger chicken broth, like, blew me out of the water. It was insane.
Did you just get the regular chicken one?
Yeah. Yeah. Yep.
His noodles are fucking insane. Like, I want his noodles just, and like, butter. Like, I would just add butter to those fucking noodles. I love homemade noodles. Mm. But yeah, so shout out to everybody. The boys are back. Make sure you give this a listen, a like. And on that note, I've been Bernard.
And I've been Andre.
Stay sketchy, guys.